I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Cloudy with a chance of showers. That's the daily monsoon forecast residents in the arid West yearn for while June slowly sizzles to a close. However, this year, that forecast might be cloudy with a chance of poisonous toads. Let me explain. In 1935, South America's cane toad was imported to Australia to gobble up the beetles damaging the nation's sugarcane crops. The toads largely ignored the beetles and wound up gobbling up everything else. And their toxic skin poisoned the critters that tried to eat them. This invasive species has devastated Australia's ecological habitats and continues to expand its territory. Similarly, atmospheric rivers are also proving to be something of an invasive weather species. As global temperatures rise, these soggy sky streams are spreading into new areas where residents are not necessarily equipped to deal with them. Ordinarily, states like Kentucky, Arkansas, and Tennessee experience some flooding following tornadoes. But in recent years, atmospheric rivers left behind catastrophic floods, unlike anything locals had ever seen before. In April 2025, an atmospheric river hammered Tennessee with 15 inches of rain over 4 days. That's roughly one-third of the state's entire annual rainfall in less than a week. Fortunately, ordinary people totally have the power to check these climate calamities by simply converting household food scraps into compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.